A Jewish Journal article. At UC campuses, Jewish lives don't matter. The pro-Palestinian chants at UCLA could be heard well before one approached the courtyard, where hundreds of students had gathered for yet another rally. Rebecca, a second-year English major, hurried past the demonstrators, apprehensive about being identified as a Jew. "I make a considerable effort to navigate in and out of my classes without wearing my Star of David necklace anymore," the 20-year-old student revealed, who wished to be identified by her first name only. "There's an underlying atmosphere of fear on campus. If you're Jewish, fear is almost inevitable. Many of my Jewish friends actively avoid any potential conflicts. They attend classes, visit the library, and head straight back home or to their dorms." Similar apprehensions are voiced by Jewish students across campuses in the U.S. "We live in fear, and the school administration fails to ensure our safety," are common sentiments expressed. Dana, a 25-year-old law student at UCLA, spoke to the Jewish Journal under the condition of anonymity. "I'm wary of potential retaliation," she admitted. "Since this situation began, I try to avoid unnecessary strolls around campus. Many of my classmates display the black and white scarf associated with Palestinians and the Palestinian flag. I witness their gatherings and demonstrations, and honestly, it's intimidating. I'm now cautious about what I wear, whether it's a shirt with 'I love Israel' or a Star of David necklace. I don't want to face any form of retaliation. It's bewildering that we, as Jewish students, feel fearful to show our support for Israel, while pro-Palestinian supporters express themselves openly. They know we are not violent people and that we will never attack them for the horrible things they are saying. But we're aware of the risks to our safety, and that's why many of us choose not to get involved." On October 25, a video surfaced depicting pro-Palestinian students chanting, "Israel, Israel, you can't hide, we want a Jewish genocide," sparking widespread debates over the actual words used. Some claim the chant was, "We charge you with genocide." Irrespective of the exact wording, Jewish students at UCLA express their unease attending classes amidst such rallies. The concerning issue is that even some professors endorse these rallies and hold pro-Palestinian views, explained 19-year-old student Alex Katz. "When you know your professors support these views, there's a fear of speaking up as it might impact your grades. Some of us have lost family and friends in terror attacks in Israel, yet we haven't heard a word of compassion from our professors or the administration." At UC Berkeley, Jewish students also feel alienated by their professors. According to students we spoke to, some professors have advocated for a day off from classes for pro-Palestinian rallies and offered a 5-point credit if students attended. During one such rally, a professor even expressed the opinion that Israel has no right to exist. Daniel Conway, the co-president of Bears for Israel, has always been outspoken and proud to be Jewish. Living in Los Angeles, he had never experienced anti-Semitism. The first time he encountered it was when he got to Berkeley. "These past weeks have left me feeling unsafe on campus," he said. The graduate student instructor, GSI, permitted class cancellations for students to attend pro-Palestinian rallies. Influential figures are advocating for Bears for Palestine, which typically promotes a highly anti-Israel rhetoric, even celebrating acts of terrorism against Israel. "It's deeply unsettling." Conway and his mother attempted to address their concerns with the school administration but received a standard response: "We do everything to protect your children." However, it appears that Jewish students feel the administration isn't doing enough to ensure their safety. "They assure us of security during rallies, yet at every pro-Palestine rally, a Jewish student has been attacked." Just last week, a Jewish student was struck by a metal bottle, yet none of these assaults are labeled as hate crimes. Ariel Mizrahi, Associated Students of the University of California, ASUC, Senator and Chair of the Jewish Student Union at UC Berkeley, said that the display of support for pro-Palestinian students, without equivalent support for Jewish students, leaves Jewish students feeling alienated by the professors and the administration alike. "We have a sense that the administration is brushing us off when we bring our concerns to them. Jewish students aren't safe on campus and they still say there is nothing to worry about. There is a sense of uncaring. They say they are protecting us but they don't communicate how they do so." Mizrahi said that in each pro-Palestinian rally there were Jewish students who got hurt. "All of the incidents were reported to the campus police and yet, nothing has been done about it." While UC Berkeley claims professors are not allowed to cancel class in order to allow students to go on rallies, this is exactly what had happened. "They are not enforcing their own conduct rules," said Mizrahi. There are many Jewish students who are not comfortable saying they are Jewish or reporting their professors who are clearly pro-Palestinian to the administration because they are afraid they will give them grade deductions. I had multiple students come to me and say they want to leave the school and go to a less prestigious school, just so they can feel safe. Mizrahi said that she had met with school administration and raised her concerns multiple times but sensed that her words fell on deaf ears. I asked them how any Jewish students need to be attacked or killed in order for them to take action. How many Jewish lives need to be at risk for them to care? It feels like Jewish lives at UCB are worth less. Photo by Ben Weiss Ishai. When asked whether she regrets choosing UC Berkeley, despite being accepted to several other prestigious universities, Mizrahi surprisingly replied, "No. I was forewarned about Berkeley before arriving here, and I made the conscious choice to attend for that very reason. I believed there were aspects I could influence and was prepared to take on that challenge, but I didn't know how difficult it's going to be. I find myself disappointed in my school. It's not the prestigious university it claims to be. Amid all the hatred they feel on campus, there is one beacon of light. Many Jewish students found a safe haven in Chabad Berkeley run by Rabbi Gil Leeds and his wife Bracha. Rabbi Leeds said that he sees an increase of students attending their Shabbat dinners. Last Friday night, 125 students came for dinner. I see also a lot of interest of students to put tefillin. They stop by our table in campus and ask to put tefillin and say a prayer. Those are students I never met before. It's almost a sense of resistance with all the hate that is directed at us. Yes, we are Jewish and we are proud to be. Still, Rabbi Leeds acknowledges the fact that many Jewish students choose to hide their Jewish identity and are afraid to participate in pro-Israel rallies. There are many students who don't want to get involved because they are afraid. People have been openly hostile to Jews on campus and I understand they are scared. If you hide your Jewish identity, you might not be a victim, but it's not a solution. We need to stand all together and show how strong and united we are. In response to questions from the journal, Dan Mogiloff, asked Vice Chancellor, Office of Communication and Public Affairs, emailed, "While we understand how upsetting and frightening some of these demonstrations have been for Jewish students, they are protected by the First Amendment of the Constitution. We might not like it, but even hate speech is protected and, as public university, we cannot shut down or prevent anyone or any organization from expressing their point of view outside of the classroom. To do so would be breaking federal law. We would be sued. We would lose." And regarding the professor who was quoted that Israel has no right to exist. When acting in their private capacities, university employees have the same rights and responsibilities as any other member of the public, including freedom of speech, as guaranteed by the Constitution. At the same time, individual employees, including faculty, do not speak for or represent the values, perspectives, or positions of the university. It is a different story if classrooms are being used for political advocacy. Quote,